You reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Frida. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. I don't know if I spoke to you earlier. My name is Michael Loveless.
So you've already called in today, sir?
I did, yes. And I was told that I don't have emergency roadside service, but I could pay it out of pocket. And someone was supposed to call me and let me know. But I haven't heard it from anyone in half an hour. I was wondering if they're still working.
Okay, let me pull that back up. You said that's Michael Loveless?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because the agent knows I've always had roadside assistance, so I don't understand why I don't have it now.
Just let me check the notes. Yes, sir. So it does appear that someone did speak to Corey from Mercury, and they stated that you do not have emergency roadside on your
right.
on your policy, so it would be an out-of-pocket cost.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I need to get the thing.
Okay,
running.
Yeah. And it does appear, they said someone tried to call you back and left a voicemail for you to if you wanted to move forward with that.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Okay. We can move forward with that.
Can you give me a number? Yeah, would you please?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second here. Okay. So it... on here. I see they got your vehicle's currently located at 2610 South 114 Avenue in Jinks, Oklahoma.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Doesn't have a hold on, let's go that back is, here. Doesn't have a tow to location. Hold on.
It's actually inside the garage.
Okay. So is that your home? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, it's not showing to where it's going. Hold on. There we go. And this is for a jump start, correct?
I hope so. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, so
the car stopped on.
Okay, so that's what you want. I just wanted to make sure that was the...
I'm not a mechanic, okay. And the car just stopped.
Okay, so that's what you're requesting today as a jump start? Because we have to know that as well.
Well, let's just say yes, because I don't know, as I said. I drove the car, I parked in the garage, and I turned it off, and I had to move it up because I couldn't open the trunk. It was too close to the rear door. When I tried to start, it wouldn't start. So that might be a jump start. I don't know.
Okay, because we have to know what service you're wanting before we can proceed with the process.
Well, say it's a jump start then because I need somebody here. I don't care
okay.
what, you know.
Okay, so what will happen now, sir, since it is an out-of-pocket cost, I will reach out to some providers with the cost of the service, and I, of course, I'll place you on hold. Once I get a couple of quotes, then I'll let you know. You'll decide which one you want to accept, and we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah, well, what happened that the other party didn't do that? That's what she said she was going to do.
I think when she was attempting, when she couldn't reach you back, because she couldn't proceed without speaking with you. Because it does show.
That, but what was the phone call that she called back on? The return number. You know?
It's showing your callback number is 918-924-4667.
No. Yeah, but where was she calling from? What number?
Hold on. It varies. Hold on. 888-521-7244.
Yeah, well, I didn't get that.
Because it does look like, let me see, she got a quote here on the notes, an $85 quote with a 90 to 120 ETA. Would you consider accepting that one? If I can secure that for you?
Yeah, I need to get the car, get the car started, yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can get them back on the line. See if that's still good. Can I put you on a brief hold, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, hold one.